How many of you know what a hitchhiker is? Hitchhiker? What's a hitchhiker? No. A hitchhiker is somebody who stands by the side of the road and puts his thumb out and tries to get a lift from somebody who's driving along, right? Have you ever seen that? You've never seen a hitchhiker? Well, it's not something we think you should try and do because it can be dangerous. But this is a story about a hitchhiker. But before I start it, it's a story about how God works in a very mysterious way. And this is a person called Tony. Not Tony here, but Tony was a preacher, and he would preach in different churches. He would travel here and there. And this time he traveled to a church close to where he lived, and this was a Pentecostal church. And he got there, and before the service started, the Pentecostal people, they like to have prayer because they want the Holy Spirit to be with the preacher. So he and the six elders got into this little room, and the six elders, they put their hands, six hands on top of his head, right? And the Pentecostal, they like to pray long prayers. Well, you know, they really have a lot to say. And of course, while they were praying, somebody was whispering into Tony's ear saying, "Can you feel the Spirit? Can you feel the Spirit?" And Tony thought, "Well, I can feel something." But anyway, then one of the elders started praying. But he wasn't praying for Tony, he was praying for somebody else. And his prayer went something like this: "Lord, you know that man, Charlie Stolzfuzz. Charlie lives down the road in a silver caravan just a mile down the road on the right-hand side." And Tony's thinking, look, God knows where he lives. You don't have to tell him. But anyway, he went on. "You know, this Charlie, he's going to do something very bad. He's going to leave his wife and his three children. He says, Lord, please send an angel to stop him from running away." And he went on and on about that. And then finally, they stopped praying, and then Tony stood up and he gave his preaching talk, and everything went well. So then Tony was going to go back, right? He got in his car, he drove along, and he saw this hitchhiker. And now, it's usually we used to say, look, you got to be very careful, don't pick up hitchhikers. But Tony was a preacher. And he thought, if I get somebody in the car, I can preach to him, and he can't get away, right? So he liked to pick up hitchhikers. So he stopped, and this man got in the car, and Tony said to him, "Hi, I'm Tony Campolo." And the man said, "I'm Charlie Stolzfuzz. Where did I ever heard the name before?" You remember who the elder was preaching about? Yeah, so this man got in the car. And as soon as he heard his name, Tony heard his name, by this time he was on the highway, and he thought, "Oh, I must do something." So he got off the highway, turned around, and started driving back. And he said, "Why are you turning around?" And he said, "Because I'm taking you home." "But why?" He said, "You're running away from your wife and three children, aren't you?" And he just gasped. And then he got off the road and he went down the street and he stopped near the caravan on the right hand side of the road. How do you know where I live? Tony said, God told me. And the man was so surprised. He said, all right, now you're going to go into your house and tell your wife that you're back, and then I'm going to come inside and I'm going to talk to both of you. And so the man went inside, and then Tony went in, and right there he gave them a Bible study. And you know, Tony and his wife were converted. And now Charlie is a preacher in the southern United States. So isn't that a good story? Right. And that's a true story of how God moves in a very mysterious way.